Women now get more tattoos than men in the U.S. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Beverly Thompson, associate professor of sociology at Siena College, explores how discrimination still follows women in this artistic endeavor.
Record numbers of Americans are getting tattoos. At least 25% of the population now has at least one. And for the first time ever, women make up over 50% of all collectors. My research focuses on this often overlooked population. Heavily tattooed women, who have large tattoos on public skin and imagery not considered pretty, such as skulls or snakes, often face social sanctions. Women manage their tattoos to a greater extent than men, as being heavily tattooed goes against stereotypical expectations of what it means to be feminine. But the women themselves view their tattoos as something that makes them more beautiful and authentic. Women tattoo artists face discrimination from both employers and potential clients, similar to women in other male-dominated professions. From male tattoo artists who refuse to take on women apprentices, to sexual harassment and derogatory treatment in the workplace, women tattoo artists have had their own Me Too movement in their industry. Women artists may face clients who overlook them as receptionists, do not want tattoos done by a woman, or think that women have a lighter touch with the tattoo machine. With the sheer number of people in contemporary society, this research provides insight into understanding the idea of tattoo etiquette or how the public can most respectfully interact with people regarding their tattoo collections. By reconsidering the reasons for questioning another's body adornments, not touching, and understanding that tattoos are simply one manner of self-expression, observers can work towards lessening the social stigma surrounding women's tattoo collections.
And that was Beverly Thompson of Siena College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.